Well, we were usually busy playing or something. And our mother was strict about us that we could just stay in the water so long. And to have gone swimming before the 1st of May just never was heard of. Mm-hmm. Or to take our shoes off before the 1st of May. We just never did. When the 1st of May come, we could take off our shoes and go barefooting. And how I did love to. And sometimes, if it was a kind of a late spring, we didn't get to go swimming before the 1st of June. Mm. I don't remember when I learned to swim. I just could swim ever since I could remember. Same way with riding a horse. I don't remember when I learned to ride horseback. Ever since I can remember, I knew how to ride.
Did you swim very often in the summer?
Oh, yes. Every day Mother would let us. But now to stay in the water like kids do now, she let us stay in it so long, and she didn't think it was good for us, and we had to come out. And in those days, children didn't think about not doing what the folks told us to do. Mm-hmm. I think I would have bit out my tongue before I told them I wouldn't do anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just different then.
Altogether different.
They counted on you.
Yes, sir. And when we went to the table, we knew that we were supposed to behave ourselves, and and everybody sit down to the table at the same time. There wasn't any just piecemeal like it is now. Why, half the time, Edna and I don't even sit at the table. We'll fill our plate and come in and watch television while we eat dinner. Of course, it's just the two of us. But there wasn't any talking, and if one of us had to start a quarrel at the table, I don't know what in the world would have happened, but we just never thought of such a thing. No. It just wasn't done, and we just didn't do it. I remember when I was just a little bit of a girl. That was before we moved down here. We had a family that we were living in the north of Ashland then in Kansas, and it was just as primitive there as it was here when we came down here. And Mother must have had a lot of old hens setting because this little boy that was my age and I went out to the chicken house, and I think we must have seen the little chickens coming out of the shell because the first that I knew that we'd done anything that we shouldn't have, I heard the girls say, one of the girls say, "Oh, look what the mules is doing." They were Irish. I knew right away that we'd done something that we shouldn't have. So the sister that's just 2 years older than I am, when that girl said that, Lizzie Bartley said what she did, why, Grace took Clifford and I in and hid us under Mother's bed. I remember she had a big old flounce around this bed. Of course, Lizzie run and told on us right away. Well, Mother and Mrs. Bartley come. And Mother said, "Maud, come out from under there." Of course, Lizzie told her we were.
Oh.
And, I didn't think of anything, only just crawling out when Mother told me to. And Mrs. Bartley says, "Clifford, you come out of there." Clifford says, "I don't have to." Well, I just thought that the heavens would fall because he told his mother he didn't have to. I just thought that, Clifford, you're gone, that's all. And she said, "Clifford, come out of there or I'll skin you alive." And he says, "I'm not going to do it." I thought to myself, "Clifford, she'd kill you, did you?"